I want to read tonight from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Good, amen. And I want to say that very rarely that I tell my wife what I'm going to preach to. Right. And some people have marveled how a lot of times her song and my sermon go along together. But very rarely do I ever tell her, and if I do tell her, she knows that I may not preach that one by the time I get up here. Amen. Amen. They do like last night and preach by faith. Praise God. But tonight I feel like reading from the book of Ephesians and just what my wife sang about. And I didn't tell her. Just what my wife sang about is what I had on my heart all day long. And I'd like to preach on it tonight. Ephesians chapter 2. Bible says in verse 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and hath made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, that he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus." Amen. I want to preach on mercy tonight. The Lord would help me, and he's going to have to help me. I'd like for everyone here tonight to stand and pray for me, that the Spirit of God come by and quicken me and enlighten me with his word. Oh, Lord, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I ask for your glory, that you would touch my heart, touch my life, touch my lips, touch my mind, Lord, that I may be able to preach the word of God that I feel as though you want me to preach this night. Oh, would you lift up your mercy? Would you lift up your grace, Lord? Would you show us exactly how it is, how deserving we are of it, and how much we need it right now, God. And I'll give you the glorious praise for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you raise your hands and thank the Lord for hearing us? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. You can be seated if you like. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things about God that's wonderful, that's mysterious, that's unexplainable. When I get to thinking about his omnipresence, what theologians call that, amen, means that he's everywhere that he can be. Amen. The Bible says, "Though I make my bed in hell, lo, thou art there. Though I take to the wings of the morning and fly away, there's no place that I can hide from your presence." Right. Amen. Yeah. God's everywhere. Right. There's no place that you can go that he's not there.
Right.
Well, now that's amazing, isn't it?
Right. It is.
Amen. And when I get to thinking about his power, how did they say that he's omnipotent? That means that he has all power.
Right.
Amen. And there's no lacking in his power. There may be a time when that you have a big engine and you can't pull no more. Mm-hmm. We may have somebody here tonight that's just the strongest one in this building, but he comes to a point where he can't lift no more.
Yes.
Amen. And hurricanes have their powers, and they can measure their speeds, but there comes to the point when they can't do no more. But God has no stopping point. He has all power.
Yes.
And when I think of that, that amazes me.
Yes.
And when I think of the fact that He is omniscient, and that means He knows everything. Uh-huh. Amen. In other words, one fellow said that God knows about every black bug under a black rock on a black night. Amen. He holds everything that's going on in this universe, everywhere that He is. Amen. He knows everything that's going on there. That's amazing to me.
Yes.
And as far as I think about the attributes of God and the things that amaze me and the things that astound me about God, I have to say that the God that had witnessed me sin, that knew that I had done it, that knew how wicked I was, and knew in His law that I deserved death, deserved punishment, and an everlasting judgment called hell. Amen. Had mercy on me. Oh, you talk about amazing. That's more amazing. Amen. Than His omnipotence, His omniscience. Amen. In His omnipotence. Because that God that had the power to take me and throw me in that place, that God that had the knowledge of what I've done, He still had mercy on me.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
He had mercy on me.
Oh, thank God.
Some people wonder what mercy is. And I found the definition in the book of Psalms, chapter 103. The Bible says, amen, in 103, Psalm and verse 10, it says, He hath not dealt with us after our sins,
right,
nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That's mercy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. When God doesn't give you what you deserve. Amen. And you know, some people actually forget about what they really deserve. Amen. You look at that description of what the apostle said in Ephesians of what we were when we were lost. Every one of us.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says that we were dead in trespasses and sin.
Yes.
No, we weren't dead and decaying and rotting on the outside. Our flesh was very much alive. But within, amen, there was a death. There was a decaying. There was a spiritual rottenness about us. That was a stench in the nostrils of God.
Yes.
I want you to understand, you may love your little pet dog, but when it dies, you don't have nothing to do with it. You take a shovel and dig a hole and put it down in there and bury it. Amen. You don't have nothing to do with it anymore. And God don't have nothing to do, amen, necessarily with a dead, putrefying, sin-stricken life. Amen. He doesn't have anything about that type of life that appeals to His holiness. But yet, He has mercy upon those that are dead in trespasses and sin. And He loves them anyway. Thank God. Amen. The Bible says that we walked according to the course of the world and according to the prince and the power of the air. Amen. And we're children of disobedience. Well, now, the Bible tells us that the prince of the power of the air is the enemy of God. Doesn't it say that?
Yes.
Well, every one of us at one time walked according to that course. Amen. The Bible tells us that friendship with the world is an enemy with God. Amen. In other words, it's not just that you're married to the world. It's just that you're a friend of this world. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. Amen. So there was a time when every one of us, amen, was on the enemy side, was friends with the enemies, amen, was living in the enemy's camp. Amen. But the Lord had mercy on us. Praise God. Such great mercy. Amen. That He sent His Son to take our place in judgment. I'll tell you what, some people have great love for people. Amen. It'd be one thing to hear about a man that loved his son and gave his life for his son or his wife. Amen. Or a man that loves his country and gave
his life for his country. Amen. But it'd been another thing to hear General Patton, amen, giving his life at the firing squad for Hitler. Amen. The very one he was fighting against. But that's what Jesus done. That's what the Father done. He has so much mercy on us that even though we were his enemies, even though we had friendship with the world and walked according to the prince and the power of the air, amen, he had mercy on us and did not want us to take that punishment. Amen, of the firing squad on the cross. Jesus said, I'll take it. Mercy. Oh, mercy. By nature, we're just children. Correct. Amen. Our nature was completely and totally against God. We're children of wrath. Everything that we were for, by nature, God was against. Amen. Let's put it this way. You are not of the same nature as a hog.
That's right.
Amen. It's filthiness, its lifestyle is completely opposite of your lifestyle. Amen. But just as great an opposite as it is between you and a hog. Amen. There was a difference between God's holiness and our nature. Which was a nature that was like a child of wrath. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you what, if a hog, amen, was trying to kill me, was against me, amen, was an enemy of mine, I wouldn't have no pity on him. Amen, if a hog was trying to kill my children and so on, but you better bet I'd kill that hog. Amen, but even though we were enemies of the cross, amen, walked after the powers of the air, amen, and our nature, our very nature was opposite God's holy nature, God still had mercy, abundant mercy upon us. Oh, great God. Amen. God's higher than we are. So much higher. Amen. That there's no tongue that can speak how much higher he is in us. Amen. His wisdom's higher. Amen. His holiness is higher. Amen. And his mercy is higher than what we can imagine.
That's right.
Oh, glory. Amen. We were terribly, terribly wicked. We was awful when we was in our sin.
That's right.
Amen. But God had greater mercy than what we had sinned. Oh, thank God. How great is His mercy. There's one scripture. There's one song. And I should have looked it up. Amen. Before God up here, but I didn't. Amen. There's one song that every verse says His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Over and over and over and over again, His mercy endureth forever. You want to know how long His mercy is going to last? I'll tell you how long it'll last. Forever. Amen. After everybody here tonight is either dead or taken to heaven in the rapture, and the head of Christ has done reigned, and Jesus has come back and set up His millennial kingdom, and the sheep and the goat nations have been judged, and the millennial has run its course. Amen. And there's been a space where that the devil has been let loose at the end to tempt the nations, and fire falls from heaven. Amen. After the great white throne judgment, and time ends, and eternity begins. Amen. His mercy will still be going on. Amen. You want to know how I know that? It's because me, I'll be there. Oh, glory.
That's it. Oh, hallelujah.
When I get to considering my sin and really looking at how wicked I've been, I want you to understand that sin gets stacked up pretty high. And when the devil gets to reminding me some things, it gets higher and higher and higher. Amen. One time Martin Luther was sitting in his study, and he said the devil came in and began to remind him of all things he'd done. Martin Luther said, I got out a sheet of paper, laid it there and said, all right, name them all. Wrote, turned over the paper, wrote some more. Wrote three great big pages full of sins. And he looked at the devil, and the devil looked at him, and Luther said, are you finished? And the devil said, well, that's all I can think of. And Luther wrote at the bottom, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins.
Way David did.
But the Lord, He gave me mercy.
Yes.
For my sins, I confess. Somebody else can get it.
Yes.
Why don't you raise your hands?
Thank you.
Mercy.
Oh, yes.
If we had gotten justice, we would all surely be lost. But He gave us mercy. Oh, glory. We have to be careful that we give mercy to
them. That's right.
We best be careful that we be not so judgmental, lest the Lord take His mercy away from us. I just thought I'd throw But even after I've been saved, I don't know about you now. Now, I know we can live a life above sin. I preach that. If you're good and saved, your sinning days is over, brother.
Right.
I understand that. You don't live in sin no more.
Right.
I also understand this. There's been plenty of times since I've been saved. If I hadn't had mercy.
Yes.
If I hadn't had mercy. Why, no wonder when David was writing Psalms 23. I don't know when he wrote it. Amen. But I kind of think that he wrote it after he came through all of that. Amen. And after he had obtained so much mercy, he said, Lord, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I want you to know that no matter how old we get in the Lord, amen, it's still of His mercy that we're still saved. It's still of His mercy that we're going to heaven. It's still of His mercy. If He'd remove it for a minute, we'd all be lost. I want the Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes. Glory.
Bless Him.
Oh, my friend.
Bless Him.
There's been times in everybody's life that it hadn't been for the angel of mercy, we'd all be dead, lost in hell. I think about Abraham. I'm going to tell this in close. Abraham had three angels. He said three men. One was the pre-incarnate Christ, I believe.
I did too.
Amen. The other two went to Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And when they went to Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham had prayed and sought God. Lord, if there's 10, would you spare? Oh, please have mercy. Oh, please have mercy. The Lord said, I will. If there be 10, the two angels went there, and you know the story. They told Lot, you've got to get out. And he lingered around. Finally, one of the angels grabbed a hold of Lot and pulled him out of the city and told him to flee. The other one stayed behind, and there was judgment rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. I don't know how you feel, but I believe there's two angels. One was justice. One was mercy.
Yes.
Oh, glory. In my imagination, imagine a girl that's wandered far away from the Lord and far away from her upbringing. Amen, wicked in sin. But she's got an old mother that kneels beside her bed every night and begs and pleads God to have mercy on that girl. Amen. One night while she's in a bar, living a wicked life, doing wicked things, amen, a fight breaks out. And yes, yes, I'm here. Amen. He looks over to his side and says to Mercy, go down there and protect her. Amen. And justice is about to walk across the room and take the life of that young lady. Mercy, quick as lightning, comes in and stands between justice and that girl and says, stop right here. You're not going to go any farther. Justice says, she deserves to die. Yeah, but God sent me to tell you he's going to have mercy. Hallelujah. A little power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't know where you came from, but there's been plenty of times when the Lord had to send that angel of mercy to me. Amen. I was referring to a car accident I had when I wasn't right with God. If it hadn't been for two trees, one that hit me in the front, one that held me up on the side, if I hadn't hit it just right, I'd have tumbled over and over and over down a great big hill. Mercy came there. Oh, yeah. Mercy was there holding up my car. It looked like trees, but it's mercy. It was mercy.
Yes.
Mercy.
God.
But I want to tell you something. God had silenced every heart in heaven and stopped the angels from saying, holy, holy, holy. He could have leaned over and hear somebody say, have mercy on me. Oh, have mercy. Could we all stand tonight, raise our hands, praise the Lord? Could we all do it? Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, it's my desire for two things. If there's somebody that's not right with you here tonight, I pray they get right before they leave tonight. Another thing, Lord, I'm praying and asking you that every one of us would thank you for your mercy. The third thing I ask is that you touch us, that us having received so abundant mercy would be merciful to others. Oh dear God, you know what we deserve. We deserve hell, but you gave us mercy. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. While heads bowed and eyes closed, I just want to ask for a minute. There's some people wanting to get around this altar and thank God for his mercy. I want to ask you, are you really right with God tonight? If you are, praise God for mercy. But if you aren't, tonight you can obtain great mercy from the Lord. Is there anybody, just real quickly, raise your hand saying, not right with the Lord, and I need his mercy. Would you raise your hand? Just for a moment. Anybody? All right, then. I want to see the hands tonight of everybody saying, I feel so thankful that he had mercy on me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. Makes me want to be a little more merciful to others. Don't you? Makes me want to be a little more forgiving of others. Don't you? Thank God for his mercy. Could we all come around this altar tonight? Raise your hands towards heaven. If you feel like coming, if you want to stand there and thank him, that's fine. But I think we ought to thank him for the lead here tonight that he had mercy on us. Great God Almighty.
here, buddy.